اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 88, Surah
Al-A'raf.
Al-A'raf. Tell us the page.
162.
Great. So, brothers and sisters, Ayah 88, page 162, Surah Al-A'raf. Are you ready to listen to a recitation?
Yes.
Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let's see what Allah Almighty, the Great, says.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا قَالَ أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ.
So, the Mala', who were the Mala'? Mala' were they? Elites, yes? The elites, or those who had power in the community. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the elites of the people of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the arrogant, they said, O Shu'aib, we will surely expel you. Some students, sometimes they get expelled from the school, yeah? Yes?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, sometimes. Which is not something good. So, these people, the Mala', those who were against Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the arrogants, they said, O Shu'aib, we will surely expel you. You're on our nerves. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ. And also the faithful people who are with you, the followers. مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا, from our town. Or you got one more choice. Either this, if you continue, what? If you continue preaching and embracing your religion, we will expel you from this town. Or you, Al, I think we had the word al also, it means unless. Huh? It has the meaning of unless. Unless you ta'udunna fi millatina, or else you shall revert to our creed. Get back to the religion we had. Stop preaching. Stop talking about your Lord, who is the only one. We had many gods, so let's worship it. You got two choices. Either you get expelled, or you return to
Allah,
the religion. Or you return to the religion we had. So, then Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam says, What if, even if we should be unwilling? Yes, he says, yeah. Guys, whenever a prophet is sent to the people, he is facing different groups of people. There are people who always fight the prophet. There are people who always follow the prophets. There are people who are neutral. But listen, those people who are neutral, they have the same sin as the people who are opposing the prophets.
All right? Yes.
Yes, since they see the truth and they make no points. And the people who are arrogant, they are trying to stop the prophets from any kind of moves. They're trying to stop him, okay? By any means. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the people of Mecca at that time, they tried to use a lot of different means to stop Prophet. So they tried to ask Abu Talib alayhi salam, the uncle of the Prophet, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to talk to the Prophet and ask him to stop embracing Islam. Yes? And also, after that, when they saw like Prophet is not stopping, they tried to hurt the Prophet, annoy the Prophet. The kids in the streets, they were stoning the Prophet. The women on the upstairs, okay, they were throwing the trash on the Prophet. Yes? They were doing a lot of different. They were sometimes plotting against the Prophet to terrorize him. All right? But did the Prophet stop?
No.
No, he didn't. He was merciful. He was still
working
on and embracing Islam.
Yeah.
Even the people of Quraysh, they came and said to the Prophet, that, oh, Muhammad, if you want, we give you whatever you want. We give you rank, position in the community. You can be the king of us. We give you
money,
as much as you want, gold and silver. We give you whatever you want. We give you pride. We'll give you whatever you want. Just stop embracing Islam. Let us worship our gods. Let us get money by worshiping our gods. Let us be in the same way. They were having business, okay, in Mecca. But the Prophet said, hey, you, listen to me. If you put the sun on my right hand, and if you put the moon on my left hand, I won't stop. Got it?
Yeah.
Yes. So this gives us energy. Even if the people stand against you, calm. It's okay. Stand against them, but in a beautiful way. Your goal is to guide them by till the time you can. All right. If they couldn't, if they were not able to be guided, let them on their own. Allah is going to judge them. All right.
Yes.
That is what the prophets should do.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So guys, We talked a lot. Still, there are points, but you refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. Time to mention some tajweed points. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. Actually, the tajweed points in this ayah were not so much. That's why I explained about the tafsir points. So, مِنْ قَوْمِهِ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus قَاف. قَاف is from the rest of the letters. How do you read these two words?
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. With the ikhfa rule. How do you read it? Min. Read it. Min qawmihi. How do you read it?
Min qawmihi.
Min qawmihi. Good job. Ishba'u ha'il dhamir. Make sure. Qawmihi. Yeah?
Yes.
Extend the sound. Lanukhrijannaka. Naka. Yes? Ya shu'aybu. Wallazina amanu. Ma'aka. مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا. The same rule. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. At the last point, قَالَ. Heavy sound. أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ. At the end, when you stop, you extend the sound. Yes? كَارِهِينَ. Easy points. Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and the next Hussein, other Hussein. Ready to recite?
Yes.
All right. I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me. And that will be all for our today's session. Brothers and sisters, listen please and repeat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك.
والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا.
والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا.
أحسنتم.
قال أولو كنا كارهين.
قال أولو كنا كارهين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Hassan Hussein. Fawad and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRB English Radio as well and Sevio International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان